Brussels, AP. The European Union recommended Monday that its 27 nations reinstate restrictions on tourists from the US because of rising coronavirus infections there. The decision by the European Council to remove the US from a safe list of countries for non-essential travel reverses advice that it gave in June, when the bloc recommended lifting restrictions on US travelers before the summer tourism season. The guidance is non-binding, however, and U.S. travelers should expect a mishmash of travel rules across the continent. Non-essential travel to the EU from countries or entities not listed is subject to temporary travel restriction, the Council said in a statement. This is without prejudice to the possibility for member states to lift the temporary restriction on non-essential travel to the EU for fully vaccinated travelers. The EU also removed Israel, Kosovo, Lebanon, Montenegro and North Macedonia from the list. The EU has no unified COVID-19 tourism policy and national EU governments have the authority to decide whether they keep their borders open to US tourists. Possible restrictions could include quarantines, further testing requirements upon arrival or even a total ban on all non-essential travel from the U.S. More than 15 million Americans a year visited Europe before the coronavirus crisis, and new travel restrictions could cost Europe billions. The recommendation doesn't apply to Britain, which formally left the EU at the beginning of the year and opened its borders to fully vaccinated travelers from the U.S. earlier this month. The United States remains on Britain's amber travel list, meaning that fully vaccinated adults arriving from the US to the UK don't have to self-isolate. A COVID-19 test is required 3 days before arrival in the UK and another test is needed 2 days after arriving. Meanwhile, the United States has yet to reopen its own borders to EU tourists, despite calls from the bloc for the Biden administration to lift its ban. Adalbert Jahns, the European Commission spokesperson for Home Affairs, said Monday that the EU's executive arm remained in discussions with the US administration as both sides have so far failed to find a reciprocal approach. In addition to the epidemiological criteria used to determine the countries for which restrictions should be lifted, the European Council said that reciprocity should also be taken into account on a case-by-case basis. The European Council updates the safe travel list based on criteria relating to coronavirus infection levels. It gets reviewed every 2 weeks. The threshold for being on the EU list is having not more than 75 new COVID-19 cases per 100,000 inhabitants over the last 14 days. Last week in the US, new coronavirus cases averaged over 152,000 a day, turning the clock back to the end of January. And the number of hospitalized COVID-19 patients was around 85,000, a number not seen since early February. U.S. coronavirus deaths have been over 1,200 a day for several days, 7 times higher than they were in early July. Follow apps pandemic coverage at https://apnews.com/hub/coronavirus-pandemic https://apnews.com/hub/coronavirus-vaccine https://apnews.com/understanding-the-outbreak Samuel Petrikin, The Associated Press.